Welcome, listeners, to another episode of All Good Things, the Star Trek Universe podcast here on BQN and the Fandom Podcast Network. I'm your host, Mark, and with me today is Christos. Hey, Christos. I am good. I feel refreshed, invigorated, and not at all high like I was at the STLV dinner. Yeah. Oh. Well, you know, I guess that means that I was passable when I was at the dinner. I was passably conscious. Oh, that's great. I'm so glad. Yeah, I try my best when I'm in that state to keep it together. So I guess my years and years of drug use have paid off where I can get away with it. There you go. Well, speaking of being high, with this one. Yeah, you want to talk about it a little bit? No, absolutely not. And is what the irony is that, you know, each year that I've been to STLV, one of the most welcoming, warm people that I could meet is Paul. And he's one of the people I look forward to seeing the most at STLV. No kidding. I love seeing Paul. He's always so warm, friendly, personable, funny. He's just a great guy. So the fact that he was omitted for the conversation is like, oh crap, because Paul's great. We love Paul. Yeah. He was there. And we love you, Paul. All right. Well, now it's time for All Good World. Each episode, we highlight a different location around the globe where this podcast has reached. Today's episode, we'd love to give a special shout out to the Philippines. Now, the reason behind this shout out is that one of the stars of Star Trek Picard, actually two of them to be honest, Issa Briones and her father John John are also of Philippine descent and both had roles in Star Trek Picard. So Issa Briones, of course, played Daj/Soji, and her father John John, I didn't get his character's name, but he was in season two of Star Trek Picard as the president's first husband. So yeah, he had a very memorable performance, actually. He killed it. He was sinister in season two, so really good job. Well, this week we are going to be talking about, as part of our Taking It From the Top series, and I can't believe we're this far along, we don't have a theme, but at this point, we're going to be doing the final episodes after, if we do the first episodes, so maybe we'll have a jingle for that, but we've been talking about season one, episode one of Star Trek Picard, and this is titled Remembrance. At the end of the 24th century and 14 years after his retirement from Starfleet, Jean-Luc Picard, Sir Patrick Stewart, is living a quiet life on his vineyard, Chateau Picard, when he is sought out by a mysterious young woman, Daj, played by Issa Briones, in need of his help. He soon realizes she may have personal connections to his own past. So that was the intro. Yeah. Yeah. So my question for you is, do you think we should do another Taking It From the Top with season 3 in the first episode? Because it is a different show. I don't know. She's still a doctor. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Stories. Yeah, they're not really. I mean, season 1 and 2 are more connected than season 2 and season 3, or season 1 and season 3. They're really different. But yes, so there's a few things we're going to cover today, as we do with the Taking It From the Top series. So if you guys have listened to the other ones, you'll know we're going to talk about the premise, we're going to talk about the characters, we're going to talk about the structure, and the hook and promise. These are what typically gets covered on these Taking It From the Top series. So the premise of the show, from this episode, do you have a sense of the premise? Like, is it going to be a drama, a comedy, a procedural, what have you? What are the characters going to be dealing with? And what are the themes / messages? So, yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. From just looking at it as a premiere episode, having not seen any other parts of this show, Picard, going in blind, do you get a sense of what the premise is and who the characters are? I mean, what do you think? Yeah. Seen a couple of episodes, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting take on it. I don't know if I watched it with that in mind when I saw it this time around. Maybe it's because I had seen the seasons 1, 2, and 3, but it's, to me, it was kind of jarring and starkly different from season 3 and starkly different from, you know, season 7 of TNG. And where we're talking about taking it from the top, and, you know, we've covered all the previous series' inaugural episodes, I'm thinking about like the Deep Space Nine episodes, setting up who these characters were, what's going to be happening. Like, we didn't know, they didn't have any backstory. Like, we didn't know who Sisko was. We know O'Brien, but that's about it. But we got to know them in that first episode, all of the characters and sort of where they would be going, right? So it set it up so that episode 2 would sort of be whatever the show is going to be. Star Trek Picard didn't necessarily for me do that. And it was in all the interviews and stuff leading up to, Patrick Stewart kept saying, this is not continuation of what we did on, you know, TNG. This is a completely different thing. It's a departure. We're not going to have the cast back together. We're not going to be on the ship, blah, 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 yada, yada. And then, bam, the opening shot is just the D, and there's Data. And it's like, what? Wait a minute. But then he really isn't. I mean, he comes back and has some cameos in this season 1, but he isn't one of the main players, right? And the D isn't like the main ship. And Daj, who we see through this full episode, isn't in it after this episode. Like, who is in this episode after season 1? You know what I mean? I mean, Jurati's there, but Yeah. 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 Well, this is I think this is a good segue into the character discussion. We can break down and talk about the characters. I appreciate you bringing up that quote, because it's such a good quote. And Michael Chabon was the showrunner for season 1. And I think it was great. I mean, he's won a lot of writing awards and whatnot. And I think he wrote Wonder Boys, which is one of my favorite films. I love that film. Anyway, and that was also a story about an older gentleman sort of coming into a different stage in his life and trying to figure things out. So that's kind of interesting. He's back to that. But so it is a very different Picard that we're meeting here. It's not TNG Picard. It's not Nemesis Picard. It's a very different Picard that we had to, as an audience, wrap our head around. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
But again, for this episode, none of them are in here. And what if you are coming to this blind, never seen any Star Trek at all? Who are the Romulans? Why should I care about this guy Picard? Like, he's rich, he's in a vineyard, but I thought they had no money. And this is Star Trek. Like, there's a whole bunch of things that I just feel like as an entry-level episode is a little weird. The choices are a little weird. Okay. Daj Soji. So here's one of the weird things. We have a character, Daj, which we start to care about through this and learn about her life, learn about, her family, her relationship with her mother, her relationship with her father, like all of these things. And then she gets Romulan acid on her, and then pfft, she's gone. You're like, what? Yeah. Romulans, this is the first time we're seeing Laris and Jaban, and we have two different style Romulans. We have the traditional with a weird forehead, and then we have the, I guess, the TOS Romulans that are normal. Oh, not in this episode, but yeah, I think maybe episode two or three while they're still a part of the show. But again, they're not after that. No, and they don't really explain it. Yeah. 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 I mean, same with the dog. The dog is as much a character as Laris and Jaban, with this episode. And you think, oh, well, is the dog going to follow him on to his journeys throughout this whole season? Is he going to be a big part of it? They seem close. They have this relationship. But no. And it. The elephant in the room. Amen to that. But I did snicker and smile whenever he speaks in French. I'm just like, oh, that's cute. Picard's speaking in French. More to come, listeners. Yeah. Yeah. And she brought in B4, which, again, if you've never seen Star Trek, who's this android that I'm supposed to care about in the drawer? Yeah, but then somehow it's a part of him in season three. But anyway, again, it was like a big reset button season after season with this show. I wish that Terry would have been involved from the beginning, because I'm sure season one, two, and three would have been so much more cohesive and better. Oops. Yeah. Season two for me had a banger of a start and a banger of a finish, but what got muddled in between is the fact that they spent, what, 6 episodes or 8 episodes, like, in our time. That was a little long in the tooth. Yeah. 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 Narek we see briefly at the end. We don't know who he is, but we know he's like a Romulan kind of space twink. I know a lot of people had a crush on him. And he is crushing on Soji. Yeah. 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 Well, it's the thing where that was it, Star Wars, all of the Empire people are always British. It's filmed in England. Yeah. Yeah. That, yeah. Yeah. They'd be like, what is it? Yeah, no. I don't either. Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, for as somebody that had seen all of TNG and all the movies, when the cube comes on, I'm like, oh my god, it's about a cube! Ah! And I flipped out, you know, it's like crazy. But if you've never seen the show, you're not gonna know. Oh. Oh, Lord. Oh, it would have been great. Yeah, it would have been cool to get CeeLo, though. That would have been cool. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about the structure a little bit. So the structure of this episode, is it going to continue? Like, will there be voiceovers, flashbacks, narration? Will the perspective remain with the main protagonist or float between other characters? So in this first episode alone, if we're looking at, we don't know. But we know in this one, there's plenty of flashbacks and things like that. Mm-hmm. They did show clips also from the Short Treks episode Children of Mars, which I'm wondering if the Children of Mars episode used actually clips of this, even though it came out beforehand. Who knows? But yeah, the attack on Mars was used right at the beginning. And so it's tied those two things together. But I will say that you don't need to have seen Children of Mars in order to have, you know, appreciated that scene in this episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should check it out, yeah. Yeah. It's on sale. Yeah. Yeah. The lady, I'm thinking about the lady putting on the makeup to the interviewer later. Lady. They just waved this wand and all of a sudden her makeup changed. Yeah, I don't know. Is it? Yeah. I like the use of the lady that was walking through the archives, who was a hologram, and she was a little bit snooty, but also like trying to play with humor a little bit. It was reminiscent of the Doctor, and I love that they did that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they got a good actress to play the hologram. Yeah. Hook and premise. Okay. Leave some storylines open to be continued. Let your story be messy a bit longer. Give them satisfaction slash closing with the promise that you're leading them to better stories slash themes. What did we think about this episode as far as the hook and the promise? Well, wasn't it because of that the crazy lady there, Ramda, that she broke the cube? They try to simulate the cube with Romulans. They tried to they, that Borg cube tried to assimilate a Romulan ship, and they became messed up. Yeah, because of the abnemission. Still, yeah. Is anything answered in this episode? There's no, I feel like there's no closure in this episode. It just sort of ends. Oh, as far as Soji slash Dodge's backstory. Yeah. Yeah. The pacing for me was a little weird with this episode. It's, and actually the first half of season one, to jump ahead a little bit, it's like sort of a slow burn and starts picking up, what, 3 or 4 episodes in, and by mid-season it's like, okay, we're starting to cook here. But yeah, I don't know. It's interesting because, again, going back to season three, which is its own thing, at that point they're hitting the beats, ba-doom, 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 through the course of the whole first season. I mean, third season. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think, yeah, this is a good spot because we're already kind of in final thoughts to pivot to final thoughts. And my question is, how well does this do setting up the whole series of what Star Trek Picard would be and getting people hooked to watch it? As a first episode of a series, how well does that do as somebody that's coming in blind and not knowing Star Trek? Yeah. Yeah. But for you personally, when you watched it, you said you watched it a bunch of times. Yeah. 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 Oh, cool. Ooh. Yeah. 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 Yeah, so that's what particularly I think we'll only get this kind of discussion from this show. I don't think we could say that about some of the other shows where they're distinctly different season to season. That's a unique thing to Picard. I mean, maybe a little bit with Discovery, but yeah, that's what kind of makes this discussion pretty interesting, and I'm glad I was able to get your a couple of different takes there as far as how it did as a inaugural episode, because there is this duality to it that there might not be in with some of the other shows, right? And so for my final thoughts, I feel the same way. Really, it looking at it as an entry point to Star Trek, an entry point into this universe, I gotta say it's probably not the best. This is not what I would recommend to people. But once you get into the pond and you're swimming around and checking out all the different shows, and you have a little bit more knowledge there, maybe like you've read the books, maybe you're into that, or played some of the video games and say, oh, this is kind of cool. I want to know more about this world. Once you're in that place, and then you come to Star Trek Picard, you can appreciate all the little things and really enjoy it. But yeah, this isn't something I'd recommend, and I don't think it does a good job setting up what the show would become, because most of the people that are in the show through the series aren't in this episode or featured much. But with my knowledge of Star Trek, with seeing all of it, going into this. Like yourself, I was extremely excited, loved this first season. I remember when it came out at STLV that Picard was gonna be coming back. There was a good friend of mine, his name was Chuck, and Chuck and I used to watch Star Trek Enterprise together as it aired. I'd be hanging out with him and we would watch all the episodes and really loved it. We'd always skip the intro. And he was so excited, and regretfully, there was a sadly there was an accident that had happened, and Chuck did not make it to be able to see the premiere. But I thought about my friend Chuck every episode of that first season. Every time it came on, I was watching it for him. I was watching it with him wherever he was, and so I'll always remember that and how excited I was for it, and thinking about my friend and all the good times we had watching Star Trek together. And it is generational. It does connect people. And it's, I don't know, it's something that will always be special for me whenever a new Star Trek series comes out. I'll always be really excited. This one in particular, like I said, for my friend Chuck. I'll always have that memory to connect it with too. So, yeah. So I do love season one. Critical of it as an entry point, but if you throw that out the window, it's a great show. Oh, man. Oh. Yeah. 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 Insert promo here. Okay. Hey, Christos, what are we going to talk about next week? What was that about? But they pack them in there. Yeah. All the references. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, sweetie, 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 we would love to hear what you thought of today's episode and join our Facebook group, the BQN Collective, to continue the discussion there. You can also tweet your thoughts at All Good Pod. please follow the network on Twitter/X, Blue Sky, and Instagram at BQN Podcast. We've also partnered with our friends at the Fandom Podcast Network, where you can find us by searching their master feed. And Christos, where can people find you when you are not uncovering murder plots? Oh, that'd be great. Man, if I could just have another, like an Android brain that could just hold my memories for when I am high, I could be like, okay, accessing. Maybe slower, but it would access. Yes. Yes. Well, when I'm not doing that, you can find me, of course, in the BQN Collective Facebook page. You can find me on Blue Sky at MW207. And Well, you can listen to my show, Cinema Z, and we discuss some of our favorite films. We have cocktails. We reenact scenes from the movie, and it's completely ridiculous. And yeah, I hope that some of our listeners will tune in. We do occasionally make Star Trek references, although it is not a Star Trek pod. But I think that, you know, if you're listening in your car in the morning, you want to listen to something funny, it's another good show to check out. What? Oh, no, it's that's fine. I actually skipped it too. So, please hit the subscribe button on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a star rating and written review that helps others to find the show. You can also find the entire network's podcast with our master feed by searching BQN. It's true. That's why ranked choice voting is good, you know? Yeah, anyway. Yeah, it seems more democratic. Okay. If you'd like to help us keep all of our shows coming to you each week, you can become a patron of the network on Patreon. We will add you to the Hive Mind Facebook group so you can enjoy It's Green, Amy's Math Moments, and other network perks. With a monthly subscription of $5 or more, you can join our meetings on the Hive Mind Roundtable discussion on the second Saturday of each month. Visit patreon.com/BQN to get all the details and watch your messages. Thank you for listening. We hope you'll join us as we continue to search out Woohoo!